Good morning, and thank you for coming to this European workshop, the objective of which is to discuss, from an interdisciplinary perspective, the role of knowledge, beliefs, and representation of climate phenomena and changes. This workshop is organized by Anna Maria Lamel of the Paragraph Laboratory, which belongs to University of Paris 8, and the Paris Research Consortium Climate Environment Society, I am representing this morning. First, I will tell you what is the Paris Research Consortium and what its mission is. Then, I will give you some insight into why we are interested in issues of representation. The consortium was created in 2007 to develop, fund, and coordinate interdisciplinary research into climate change and its impact on society and the environment. The consortium relies on the research expertise of 16 laboratories working mainly in the fields of climatology, hydrology, ecology, health sciences, and the humanities and social sciences. Four areas of research have been defined: global climate, energy policies and economic development, climate extremes and vulnerable regions, third, climate change, ecosystem, water resource and land use, fourth, climate change impacts on health, and since 2010, a fifth one, the transversal topic of adaptation to climate change. It may seem that these topics have little to do with issues of representation. All on the contrary, as scientists, we are implicated in the very definition of climate change and its evolution and impacts, cannot not attempt to understand the way that representation of climate and climate change are constructed in our brain and not given. Such an understanding is crucial to our ability to share and to act. Outcome of international negotiation and climate change are despairingly inadequate, considering the terrible disasters that are occurring all around the world. Last year, it was Hurricane Sandy with the shutdown of New York, one of the world's largest metropolises. Now it is Typhoon Haiyan, considered one of the strongest tropical storms ever, that has devastated Bataan Island in Philippines. Since climatologists have demonstrated that part of or all actual climate change is linked to human activities, they have been confronted with violent controversies. A number of research has been devoted to understand why this happened and have highlighted the fact that climate change is as much a political issue as it is a scientific one. We tackled this issue. For example, last March, during the International Meeting on Dissonant Voices in the Climate Change Debate, in this very conference room, Riley Dunlap from Oklahoma State University told us how the conservative movement mounted a major anti-environmental counter-movement designed specifically to undermine environmentalism, which it sees as a threat to its politico-economic agenda: laissez-faire economies, privatization of resources, free trade, etc. Mayama Lassen from the Earth System Science Center, Brazilian Institute for Space Research, spoke about the human faces of climate skepticism. You can have access to these talks on our website, and soon a synthesis of papers will be released. Unfortunately, it will be only in French, but it will exist. Go back to today. These studies are crucial, but we need also to go beyond controversies. There is, somewhat surprisingly, a lack of analysis of role of representations in the construction, interpretation, circulation, and reception of climate knowledge. We opened the debate on the issue over the after the Dissonant Voices conference last March, with the workshop entitled Individual and Collective Representations of Climate Change, Interdisciplinary Perspective. We pointed out that the topic of representation is only ever studied in a fragmentary way in isolated research, whereas understanding and recognition of the heterogeneity of individual and social cultural experiences are fundamental to devising strategy of resilience and adaptation. The aim of today's workshop is to go further in our reflections by generating fruitful discussions from different domains of research and from different European countries. This afternoon, we will discuss about the possibilities for cross-disciplinary European collaboration and, why not, the possibility of creating a research network. Now, I will finish, but I will tell you that there are some changes in the program. Trostan Grotman could not be with us because a flu. He sent us abstract of his papers, and Anna Maria will read them, and perhaps we could have, for people who know his work, a little exchange on it. Marie Rouet will present her paper at the end of the morning instead of the beginning of the afternoon, in place of Jean-Paul van der Linden, who had to attend an emergency meeting at his university. So he will give his paper at the beginning of the afternoon. Before Anna Maria Lamel presents our speakers, I would like to warmly thank her and Clotilde Péan, who is giving you welcome outside, for organizing the day.